Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
The correction which Pascal Donoghue made to the Dáil yesterday, in which he admitted being in breach of electoral rules when he received corporate donations in 2020, generates a lead story and extensive analysis in today's Irish Times and Irish Independent. Under the headline, "A Damaging Week for the Coalition," the lead editorial in the Times suggests that while the minister is hardly alone in making an incomplete spending return in a system that clearly needs streamlining and clarity, the errors and the responsibility in this case were his. The Independent also takes aims at what it describes as the need for a cultural shift in the Byzantine approach to party funding in its lead editorial. The paper's front page story, however, is notably unforgiving in tone. Under the headline, "Donoghue shifts blame in bid to save his ministerial career," Fionnán Sheehan writes that during yesterday's heated Dáil debate, the minister blamed businessman Michael Stone, a Fine Gael councillor in his constituency, and even his own party for the debacle. In his column in today's Times, meanwhile, Michael McDougall shifts the emphasis away from Fine Gael onto Sinn Féin. Describing Pascal Donoghue and Michael Stone as model citizens, he asserts that the same cannot be said for many of their accusers. He goes on to outline how Sinn Féin raises huge sums annually in the US and Australia, where contributions are outside the scope of SIPU regulation, and describes it as laughable that the party can avail of the UK's regime and accept donations and bequests which a 26-county party would have to reject. Elsewhere this morning, the Irish Examiner leads with the line that asylum seekers will be forced to sleep on the streets as the government struggles to get accommodation providers to take new arrivals from countries other than Ukraine. There's a picture of Enoch Burke standing outside the gates of Wilson's Hospital, the school where he was fired from his teaching post last week, on the front of the Irish Sun. The paper details how Mr. Burke left the school yesterday accompanied by Gardaí, but turned up again later when he was denied entry by school principal Frank Milling. A proposal to charge employers for parking spaces provides the Irish Daily Mail with its lead story this morning. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead with stories about Conor McGregor. Schoolboy Keane Mulligan, who suffered life-changing injuries when he was involved in a car crash in October 2020, who's just returned home, is pictured with his brother Shay on the front of today's Irish News. We're told that Keane's aunt, Claire Carson, raised £170,000 online to pay for the family home in County Down to be adapted. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that Mid and East Antrim Borough Council is considering a clampdown on bonfires as it faces legal action from the family of John Steele, who fell to his death from a 50-foot-high pyre in Larne last July. And finally, Ireland's stellar performance at yesterday's Oscar nominations is the mood-lifting story of the day. Alongside a montage of images of the 14 nominees on its front page, the Examiner runs with the caption, "Ireland in Oscars heaven."